AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Greetings, adventurer. You know, there are so many kinds of strength in the world. Some swing swords, others command armies, some move mountains, not by force, but by stillness. Strength is different for everyone. And tonight, we step off the battlefield and into the quiet wild, where strength is not measured in volume, but in presence. Tonight, we meet the very card of strength. This is a tale that involves strength. Not the kind of strength that conquers, but the kind of strength that endures. I once traveled to the green heart of the Verdant Hills, where the trees grow taller than towers, and the moss can swallow your boot whole. There, in a sun-dappled glade, I met her. She wore no armor, no sword at her side, only a white linen tunic, and a garland of herbs braided into her hair. At her feet lay a lion, eyes closed, chest rising and falling, and purring with breath. I froze, not for fear of the lion, but because she looked at me like she already knew me, like I was expected. "You can speak," she said, tilting her head. "Most bards usually start with a song." "Most bards don't expect lions," I replied. She smiled, reached down. She put her hand into the lion's mane. The lion stirred, yawned, and nestled into her lap. "Strength," she said. "Strength isn't about forcing the world to yield. It's about creating space where even fear can rest." I knew that I had a lot to learn, so I stayed with her. I stayed with her for one whole week. I watched her tend to injured birds to scared travelers, and yes, even her lion. One night I did ask, "How do you tame something so wild?" She looked at the beast, and then she looked at me. "You don't tame it. You love it until it forgets why it ever needed to bite." And that night, I realized the wildest parts of us are not meant to be broken. They're meant to be seen. And they're meant to be soothed. The Strength card upright is the embodiment of gentle power. This is not brute force. It's not dominance. This is patience. This is compassion. This is quiet resolve. It speaks of inner strength. The ability to remain calm in chaos. The ability to remain kind in anger. The ability to remain steady in uncertainty. Strength appears when you're being called to show courage through vulnerability, when the path ahead requires endurance, not speed, heart, not fists. It often symbolizes emotional maturity, forgiveness, and the art of holding space for yourself and others without judgment. This card reminds you the fiercest storm can be calmed with a whisper. The fiercest creature can be soothed with love. When strength appears upright in a reading, it may be encouraging you to respond to your challenges with calm confidence. You may be facing a situation that tests your patience or your emotions. Strength asks you to hold your center. Not by pretending that everything is fine, but by choosing grace even in discomfort. It can suggest the need to care for your inner self, to befriend the lion within, rather than cage it. This card is also a reminder that boundaries, when set with love, are acts of strength, and that tenderness is not weakness. It is resilience with a human face. You may be the calm in someone else's storm, or you may need to step into your own stillness and ask, "What would strength do if it were guided by love?" Adventurer, there was a time that I believed I had to sing the loudest to be heard. That strength meant charging forward, taking up space, and never faltering. The road taught me otherwise. I've seen strength in the quiet hands of healers, mending wounds with thread and prayer. I have felt strength in my chest when I stood my ground, not in anger, but in truth. And I've known it when I forgave someone who never asked to be forgiven. Strength is not the absence of fear. It's the choice to stay present even when fear roars in your face. Adventurer, I ask you, where in your life is your lion? And can you meet it not with a leash? Can you meet it with love? Next time, adventurer, we're gonna see what happens when that strength turns inward, when the hand trembles, when the will falters, and when the lion forgets its calm. Don't be afraid to stand before strength reversed. Until we meet again, adventurer, the Tarot Tavern is always waiting, where stories are etched in the cards and wisdom flows like mead from the tap. The journey doesn't end here. It's only just begun. Come back soon. Your next chapter awaits. Hey there, adventurer. Jared here, your resident tarot bard. Now before you go wandering off into the night, I just want to give you a big thanks for joining me here at the Tarot Tavern. Every tale I spin, every card I read, well, I do it all here, just me, tending to this tavern. So when you share the show, you leave kind words, or you simply keep coming back, that is the magic that keeps it alive more than you know. Now, if you would like to toss a coin to the bard, I have set up a Patreon at patreon.com/thetarotbard. That's TheTarotBard. Now, Patreons do get early access for each episode, and they're always ad-free. That's right, you can listen to each episode before it's released to the wider realm. And there's also a couple other magical perks along the way. Your support is going to help keep the lanterns lit, the cards shuffled, and the stories flowing, one episode at a time. You can find the link to the Patreon in the show notes. And even if you can't spare a coin, just knowing that you're out there listening and maybe even sharing this journey, even that makes it worthwhile. But until the next time we meet, may your path be clear. May your heart be steady, and may your next pull be exactly what you need.